12th of January, John 3:22-30. After this, Jesus went with his disciples into the Judean countryside and stayed with them there and baptized. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, where there was plenty of water, and people were going there and were being baptized. For John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and the Jew about purification. So they went to John and said, "Rabbi, the man who was with you on the far side of the Jordan, the man to whom you bore witness, is baptizing now, and everyone is going to him." John replied, "No one can have anything except what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can bear me out. I said, I am not the Christ. I am the one who has been sent to go in front of him. It is a bridegroom who has a bride, and yet the bridegroom's friend who stands there and listens to him is filled with joy at the bridegroom's voice. This is a joy I feel, and it is complete. He must grow greater, I must grow less." John, as a friend of the bridegroom Jesus, he invites us to be friends of the Lamb of God. And indeed, to be friend with Jesus is a wonderful vocation and brings us very close to him. To live in friendship with God is a very strong quality of love, even more than just to follow him, because the Lord will trust to his friends the inner part of his heart. This he can do when the heart of the disciple is belonging to him, because a friendship is a very small and tiny line and of course can be misused. The real friendship is that you are always glad what's happening to your friend and good things, but you also suffer when something happens to him what is bad. When we look to a spiritual friendship, and of course in the relationship with Jesus, it's a spirit friendship, we look much deeper as if we have just a natural friendship. Because the will is together to do the will of our Father, and we take care that the friend is also doing that. Of course, when you think of Jesus, we have not to take care that he is doing that, but he will do that for us. This friendship is in this way not only between Jesus and I as his friend, and the friendship is like the destination. No, the basic of this friendship is love to our Heavenly Father. And Jesus invites us into this love, and he shows us how God really is. To live in a friendship with Jesus means that we live in a friendship with the Holy Trinity and with all those who are belonging to the Holy Trinity. Also in our human reflection, we know the word, "Your friends are also my friends." John did understand that he was preparing the way for the Lord, that they will meet the Messiah to whom is belonging the real bride. So he completed his mission and could go back. But of course, he completed totally when he died for Jesus. And with this act, out of love to God and for the truth of the commandments of God, he was very similar to his Lord, because we know the Lord gave his life to fulfill the will of our Father. So this friendship God is offering to all those who want to be very close to him. It's not very difficult to be the friend of Jesus. If we give him the time and our heart, then he can give us all what is so important for him. We can see the disciple John, he was laying in the heart of Jesus, and his love was so great, so wonderful, that he could ask this very critical question, who will betray the Lord? We can read this in John 21:20. We also can grow in this love to Jesus day by day. Also in an apostolic sense, the friendship with Jesus will be very fruitful, because a friendship to Jesus opens the heart for all people who Jesus is calling into this friendship. We learn to see them with the eyes of the Lord and with his longing to call people close to him and to bring them home to our Father. But we also will experience the suffering of Jesus when he is refused, when the heart of Jesus is open in vain, inviting the people. And this we also have to carry with Jesus, because he is not only our friend, no, we are also his friends, so he shares the inner part of his heart.
The communion verse we listen to is a part of Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Parast in conspectum meum mensam, et calix meus inebriansquam preclarus est.